22 minutes to 3, some extraordinary statistics from the Global Drug Survey, which also looked at our drinking habits here in Australia, and they found that we're drinking probably a very similar number of days to the rest of the world, 2 days a week, but we are getting drunk 27 times throughout the year, which is well above the global average of 15 days a year, which means we're drinking much more heavily. This was an issue for my next guest, who I think didn't realise she had a problem until something her daughter said to her one day. She joins me now. She's now a coach. She coaches women on how to give up drinking. Sarah Rusbach, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Tell us about the conversation that your daughter had with you, or what did she say to you that made you realise that something was terribly wrong?
Well, I had always been quite a big social drinker. I had always been the party girl. That was my identity. That was what I did. And I'd gone to a friend's 40th and had one too many, shall we say. I'd gone outside for a cigarette because I only ever smoked when I drank. And while I was outside, I crouched down to put out my cigarette, and I was so drunk that I fell forward. I had high heels on, which I wasn't used to wearing, and my reflexes were so slow because I was intoxicated. I didn't put my hands out. I landed on my face on a concrete driveway. I smashed my nose. I smashed my lip. And it was a pretty horrific experience. But being quite drunk, I didn't really think about what I needed to do in that moment. And I thought, right, okay, I need to go home. I need to go to bed. So I went home. I went to bed. And I woke up to my six-year-old daughter standing next to me, looking at me. And she said, "Mummy, what happened to your face?" And in that moment, you know, that sick feeling when everything comes back and all the pieces of what had happened the night before. And I just felt awful. I felt ashamed. I felt ill. I was embarrassed. I was humiliated. I was so sad that my daughter had seen me like this. And that was when, for me, everything changed after that. My whole relationship with alcohol, and it didn't happen straight away. In fact, I remember the next day, that afternoon, on the Sunday afternoon, I had a glass of wine because I didn't know any other way to deal with those uncomfortable emotions.
Sarah, when you wrote about your experience on the Mamma Mia website, were you surprised by the response that you got, and what were the people who responded saying to you?
I mean, yes, I was surprised, but at the same time, reflecting on it, I probably shouldn't have been. So to give you some context, they printed it on the Monday, and by the Friday, I'd had 5,400 women reach out to me, and every single one of them said, "You've just told my story." Because in my article, I talked about my battle with alcohol. I didn't identify as being an alcoholic, but I did identify as someone that always went too far. Whenever I drank, I always just couldn't stop at one or two. I always, you know, went to the extreme, and alcohol had started to become problematic for me, but I didn't know how to stop. And that's what every single woman said to me when they reached out to me after reading my article.
So what did you find that you were able to use to help you, so given that you're not classified as an alcoholic? Well, there's this grey area in between, isn't there, between a light social drinker and somewhere where you were and a full-blown alcoholic. Where do you go for help? What did you do?
Well, that's the interesting thing. So this happened to me back in 2017. And at that point, there was very, very little conversation around grey area drinking. There was, you're either an alcoholic or you're not. So I didn't identify as being an alcoholic. So for me in that moment, going to an AA meeting didn't feel appropriate, but I knew that I needed to stop, but I didn't know where to go. And what I found was a brilliant, brilliant online community in the UK, because the UK kind of at that point had got the conversation going a lot earlier than Australia with regards to changing your relationship with alcohol. I joined this community, and it was all women like me. It was all women in their 30s, 40s, 50s who had just got to that point where alcohol was just robbing them of so much, and they wanted to change their drinking habits but found it so hard because alcohol is so ingrained in our society. And that group pretty much got me sober.
Do you still drink, or do you moderate what you drink? What's the situation now?
No. So I did 2 years of trying to moderate. So between 2017 and 2019. And all I can say is it was 2 years of being pretty miserable because I was always setting rules around my drinking and then I was always breaking them. I would take breaks. I would do 3 months off. Felt amazing. This is incredible. But it didn't feel like I could do it forever because that just felt weird. Like, how could I never have a drink again? And that went for 2 years until finally April 2019, I had my last drink and I haven't touched a drop since.
So what do you do now to, obviously, with that enormous response from other women who had the problem? The first question is, do you help men as well? And what do you do to help people?
So the first thing I do is I run alcohol-free challenges, and they're a 30-day challenge where people come into a private community group. I do daily videos. I share lots of tips. I share lots of resources. I share so much information to help people to go through that 30 days, because everyone can do a dry July or a Feb fast or something like that and do it as a way of just hanging on, counting down the days until they get to the end and then they drink again. Or you do it with me in one of my programs. And what I do is I teach you to change your mindset around alcohol. So you get to the point where it's like, well, if I take out alcohol, what am I adding in? And how is my life better? And start to look and explore a lot of that. So my next challenge will start on the 9th of January. So just for everybody after Christmas who wants to feel like they want to change the way they view alcohol, it'll be a great place to start.
Oh, you're very inspirational, Sarah, and I'll encourage people to, if they do need help, to find you at Sarah Rusbach, with a T in it, rusbach.com, or on Facebook, go to the Women's Wellbeing Collective. Sarah, thank you so much for talking to me today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure. Sarah Rusbach there. And if you're willing to share, does that resonate with you, Sarah's story? Do you want to change your relationship with drinking? I'll take your calls, 133 693.